time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello, friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. My name is Jim Heskett. You are you. I'm me. Let's get this done. All right. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you go to patreon.com/thejugglingauthor because you can get bonus episodes and access the full archive of the show. You can only get the last 50 episodes from iTunes or Stitcher or wherever else you get it. But if you want all of them, go to Patreon. Anyway, the topic we're going to be talking about today is, do I need an editor? And if you follow my YouTube channel, I think by the time this comes out, I will have published a video about, is it okay to self-edit my novel? And so I'm kind of tackling the same thing. I might hit some different points because, you know, I mostly improv these episodes. So who knows what I'm going to say? I could say anything. All right. So do I need an editor? The answer is probably, almost always, most likely, yes. Okay, thanks for listening. No, just kidding. I'm going to do a little more detail than that. Now, I have worked with professional editors before. I've never worked with a developmental editor because I have an alpha reader who essentially accomplishes that task for me. I have a friend of mine who is a whale reader, and after I finish the first draft, I give it to her, and she's like, what about this and this and that? And she's wonderful. She always thinks of stuff that I can't think of. So I've never felt the need to use a developmental editor. I've worked with line editors and proofreaders, and I have, and this is a little bit taboo to admit, this might be a little bit controversial, but I have self-edited some of my own books before, so I've done both. Now, so if you want to answer the question, can you self-edit your novel, the answer is most of the time, almost always, no. If you go spend any time in any popular Facebook group, and if you search around questions about editing, you will see people yell in all caps, in italics, and bold over and over again, get a professional editor. If you can't afford one, put your money aside and wait till you can get a professional editor. So, but do I say you should always 100% of the time use a professional editor? Probably. Most of the time, more than likely, yes. There are some rare occasions, I think, and there are certain kinds of people who would be able to edit their own novels. Now, the disclaimer here is, please don't take this as I'm saying, Jim Heskett said you don't need to hire an editor. That's not what I'm saying, because there's a lot more nuance to it. And also, I think probably there are a lot of people out there who do all their own editing and just don't admit to it because it's so taboo. I think there's probably a huge percentage of authors who actually do their own editing. So, can you self-edit your novel? So, I think there are some qualifications. One, are you able to, once a draft is done, to put it aside and view it objectively? That's a difficult question to answer. It's not, first of all, it's not an easy skill to be able to look at your own novel objectively and to look at it as if you are reading someone else's novel. Two, are you patient enough to edit your own novel? Three, are you really, 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 really good with grammar? Because if you are not excellent with grammar, then you should not consider editing your own novel. Like, are you very familiar with each shoots and leaves, with elements of style, Saul Stein's Stein on Writing, and any other, have you read all those books and many more books on grammar? Because if you haven't, if anyone has ever called you a grammar Nazi, then you might be familiar enough with grammar to be able to line edit your own novel and proofread your own novel. But okay, because one of the things you can do is to use automated software like ProWritingAid, I've used ProWriting Aid and Grammarly. I've used a combination of them when I've edited my own stuff. I also hear about softwares like AutoCrit and Hemingway. I'm not familiar with those, so I can't comment on their effectiveness, but I have used in the past a combination of ProWriting Aid and Grammarly. Now, here's the thing about those automated softwares is they are not as good as a human being because they're algorithm-based. So if you want to effectively use Grammarly and ProWriting Aid, you need to have a good enough knowledge of grammar that you can be smarter than the software, because Grammarly is going to pick up something that it picked up in error, and I need to be smart enough to look at that and go, well, that's incorrect. And I also need to be objective enough to look at it and go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I will change that. And when I do that, generally what I do is I will run my manuscript through ProWriting Aid first, because ProWriting Aid, I feel like Grammarly is better with actual literal line editing grammar stuff, and ProWriting Aid is better with stylistic stuff. Like, one thing ProWriting Aid does that I really like is that all these levels you can set, and I've set it to where if I start three sentences in a row with the same word, it will catch that and alert me, because that's one thing that I've definitely been guilty of, and it's just sloppy first draft writing. You know, when I say, he walked into the room, period. He turned around and shut the door behind him and took a few breaths before he paused, period. Then he looked at his friend, you know, and that's three sentences that I'll start with he, so I need to go back and change that up, because if you start too many sentences with the same word, they start to sound sing-songy. So that's something that ProWriting Aid catches. ProWriting Aid will also alert me when I use the word some or just or overuse that. And Grammarly can do some of this too, but I just feel like ProWriting Aid is better at it. So you can use ProWriting Aid and Grammarly, maybe Hemingway and AutoCrit, though I said I'm not familiar with them, if you have a really good personal working knowledge of grammar already, and you're just essentially using those as another set of eyes. That's important. You don't want to use Grammarly and ProWriting Aid as a replacement for an editor. You'd want to use it as another set of eyes. And also, one thing you can use them for if you are going to use a pro editor and you want to cut down on time and money you're going to spend, then running your manuscript through Grammarly once before you send it off will probably save you some time and money if you give the cleanest possible manuscript you can give to an editor, means it will save you time and money to get it back. So to answer the question, do I need an editor? The answer is most of the time, almost always, yes, unless you can meet some of the very specific criteria I mentioned earlier. Also, another thing to consider is editing takes a lot of time. To give an editing pass, to give like a proofreading pass, to give a line editing pass, to do that through your own manuscript is going to take a lot of time. So if you have the money, but you don't have the time, yes, absolutely use a pro editor, because while your manuscript is off with the editor getting all of those T's crossed and I's dotted, you can start working on something else. So if you've got the money, because remember, part of being a juggling author is that constant balance between juggling all the things you have to do. And so if using a pro editor is a way to save you time, absolutely do it. So that's all I have to say. I hope this episode isn't too controversial and I presented enough caveats that people aren't just going to be saying, Jim Heskett said you don't need an editor. That's not what I'm saying. Don't quote me. Okay, anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Now, as a little special treat here at the end, here's 30 seconds of me and my son doing some recording, because he wandered in here a couple days ago and I recorded it, and talking about trains and booties. All right, I love you. Have a good day. Okay, go. Talking to the microphone.
Hey, stop talking. Hey, you do. Daddy, you stop. Daddy, talk.
No, you talk.
No, you.
No, you talk.
No, you.
No, you. You talk.
You.
What do you want to talk about?
Booty.
You want to talk trains. About booties? Trains? What do you want to say about trains?
Trains and booties.
Trains and booties?
Daddy, that's enough recording.
Okay.